Las Vegas rocks on AM 670 KMZQ.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Two battleground states critical to President Trump's legal challenges have certified their election results. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Arizona officials certified the state's election results, formalizing Joe Biden's narrow victory over Donald Trump. Republican Governor Doug Ducey defended the integrity of the election. Meanwhile, Biden's victory in Wisconsin has been confirmed following a partial recount that added slightly to his 20,600 vote margin over the president. With Wisconsin's confirmation, the Trump team has 5 days to file a lawsuit, an action promised by the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Healthcare officials and state authorities are nationally preparing for a post-Thanksgiving spike in coronavirus.
Stacey Morris is the nurse manager of the COVID unit at Cleveland Clinic.
You can't just snap your fingers and make more caregivers appear.
Hospital systems in New York have been ordered to move patients from crowded hospitals to less crowded ones in their systems and to get in touch with former staffers. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the next several weeks are going to be really rough because of the holidays.
They all increase social activity, they all increase mobility, and they will all increase viral transmission.
Los Angeles County's 10 million residents are under stay-at-home orders. Sports have been banned in the Silicon Valley, and people who traveled 150 miles outside that area now quarantined. I'm Tim McGuire.
Multiple news sources say Dr. Scott Atlas has resigned as a special consultant to President Trump on the coronavirus. Dr. Atlas had been considered a special government employee, and his job was to last 130 days. Those days will expire this week. Atlas thanked the president for, quote, the honor and privilege to serve on behalf of the American people, unquote. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 271 points. The NASDAQ dropped 7. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Tributes continue to pour in, mourning the loss of former Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh, who died Friday after being injured in a house fire. Officials with Hsieh's company confirmed he died from those injuries he sustained in that fire in New London, Connecticut, on November 18th. The 46-year-old was best described as a unique business mogul who lived in an Airstream trailer in downtown Las Vegas and preferred wearing jeans and T-shirts to business suits. Hsieh started Zappos in 1999 in San Francisco before he moved it to Henderson and eventually downtown Las Vegas. He sold Zappos to Amazon in 2009 for more than $1 billion, but continued to run the company until this past August when he quietly left and started a new project buying homes in the posh ski town of Park City, Utah. Hsieh also created a side company in 2012 called the Downtown Project. That pumped some $350 million of his own money into revitalizing downtown Las Vegas. Hsieh's company also released a statement saying that delivering happiness, that was always Tony's mantra. So instead of mourning his transition, they ask you to join in celebrating his life.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Several crashes working right now on area freeways. The worst is on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound of Green Valley. You're bumper-to-bumper through that corridor. Another incident, Interstate 15 southbound. That is at Oakey. Right shoulder is affected there, and you're averaging about 35 miles per hour on the 15 through the resort corridor.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
On this Cyber Monday, good to have you with us, Kevin Wall with you on this Cyber Monday, where we now know that Moderna has asked for a special use permit, an emergency use for a vaccine. It could go out as early as next week. Are we prepared? I don't know. From the same people that gave you Dieter, I don't know if the state of Nevada is going to be ready to receive and to distribute said vaccine. We'll talk about that as we go along. Joining us, as he does, my friend and small business owner, smart guy, just a smart dude, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And first of all, happy Thanksgiving. And did you guys have fun? Did you get out?
Yeah, Kevin, we did. We went down to sunny, warm Phoenix, Arizona, and enjoyed some hiking and mountain biking and just enjoying the great outdoors there in the Phoenix area. It was a lot of fun. How about you?
I was a shut-in. And I did very little except watch football. But I tell you what, it was great and had turkey and dressing and all the fixings. And that's what Thanksgiving, in my family has always been. I'm just curious. The CDC said nobody should travel. Nobody should do anything. Stay in place. Did you feel like you were guilty of, crimes against the state?
Well, I went to a different state, so no, I don't feel that way. I went and committed my crime in Arizona. No, we were fine. Yeah, we just traveled as a family. We're all, you know, tight-knit. So just got together with my sister, and we kept it under a large amount. So, yeah, we were within those boundaries set.
Good for you. Good for you, man. And by the way, am I right? Again, I'm not a doctor, and you're not one either, but it's safest to be outdoors. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, I spent Thanksgiving with my doctor-to-be brother-in-law, so, and he was perfectly fine with us coming down and felt pretty comfortable with it. But yeah, outdoors is definitely the place to be.
Dr. Birx, Dr. Deborah Birx from the Coronavirus Task Force said that anybody that traveled over the Thanksgiving holiday should be tested immediately. Is that going a little bit too far?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're being irresponsible about it, or responsible, so to speak, depends on how you look at it. But yeah, we just traveled. We stopped at a gas station and used the outdoor Visa machine and made it in one trip, one shot straight to Phoenix and one shot straight back. So we weren't, you know, we were outside most of the time, out hiking and biking. So no, I mean, you're going to be, you know, irresponsible. You're going to, you know, get together with, you know, 400 or 500 people, sure. But you know, we need to be trusting some of our citizens. In my personal opinion, nobody wants to get sick, and you know, we played it very safe, so we were fine.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And I know we've talked a lot about small business and how it's been impacted. I noticed Dr. Birx yesterday on one of the Sunday shows said that people should not go to bars, not go to restaurants. And that sort of attitude is going to kill small businesses that have a lot of hourly workers. I mean, it really, people are going to be hurt by this thing.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. Again, I mean, we've had 8 months into this virus now, and there is no business owner that I know personally. I know a lot of business owners that does not want the best for their employees or their business, and will not take all, they will go to whatever measure it takes to make sure that they can provide for their employees and they can provide for their customers. I don't know one business owner that wouldn't go to whatever they need to do. And you know what? They are doing it. I've seen such remarkable measures taken by different businesses to take on different revenue streams within their businesses, to learn how to operate and provide for their customers in a safe manner. They want to do that because they want to remain open, and they can totally do it. Again, there's going to be bad actors out there, and the bad actors should be taken out of the pool. But they're far and few between, and we just need to start having faith with our business owners, because they are providing more than, you know, just a paycheck for themselves. They're providing paychecks for many, many people. And let's not forget that every business we take out of the pool, we're taking out tax revenues for our state too. And that's a double whammy. So we really need to take in, there's way more things that we need to take into consideration when we simply just go shut down entire sectors of businesses out there. So
Let me ask you real quick, though, Jared, because you are one of the smartest dudes I know of when it comes to business, especially small business, because you run a bunch of them. And I'm just curious, how do you accept the governor when he says a week or so ago, this is not a shutdown, I repeat, this is not a shutdown, but you're going to have to reduce from 50% capacity to 25% capacity. And in the restaurant business, where their margins are 2, maybe 3% in a lot of cases, how does a small business survive when you suddenly have cut in half the amount of people you can serve?
Yeah, I studied this, and I mean, my degree at UNLV was in hotel administration, restaurant management. I did a lot of work within restaurants throughout my schooling. And on top of it, I mean, I really focused on restaurant management. And I'll tell you what, they are already in a rough business as it is. You can't simply go in and just tell a restaurant, cut your business in half, or take these draconic measures immediately, or we're shutting you down completely. Again, we've got to trust that these restaurants are going to do what's best for the health of the public, and they will do that. I don't think that our governor has thought this out rationally about what's going on with this. People are going to need to eat. Whatever restaurant they go to, they're going to frequent those restaurants, and those restaurants are going to be able to service those customers the best way possible. We don't need the government standing over them like Big Brother on every single step they take. And, we need to trust that these businesses are going to operate properly, and we need to have a task force that calls out the bad actors. And that's what I'm not seeing. I'm just seeing just the government coming in and just standing over and taking over these small businesses and basically micromanaging them. That's not what we need to be doing as a state.
Coming up, we're going to talk with Jared Fisher about something he knows a lot about, and that is the business of logistics, of whether it's bicycles being shipped to a shop or bicycles being shipped to customers, whatever it might be. We are maybe a week away from having to transport vaccine, getting it not only received by the state of Nevada, but distributed by the state of Nevada. That might be a tough task for a state government that's had trouble with Dieter delivering money to the unemployed. We'll talk about that in a lot more detail coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay with us. More coming up on this Cyber Monday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
A message to my Medicare eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He ran for governor. He rode to 17 different counties in the state of Nevada. He is a small business owner. He's the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And he is Jared Fisher, and he joins us. I'm worried because we are a week away, probably, from having a vaccine. But a vaccine is only as good as your ability to get it to patients, get it into their arms, and make people better and prevent them from contracting the coronavirus. What about you, Jared? I'm curious what you think, and if you're as worried as I am that this state government, which was incapable of delivering something as simple as a check to the unemployed, and is still to this day not delivering on the promise that they made to people, you know. You get them the vaccine. Is it going to sit in a warehouse for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, a month?
Well, the vaccine, the good news is we have vaccines that are being produced not only by one or two companies, but multiple companies. So that we're going to exponentially see that this increase in availability. Now, when we start to see these hit, you know, the rubber hits the road, the important thing to remember is as people are vaccinated, that decreases your chance of getting coronavirus. So this will increase. Your odds get better as more and more people get the vaccine. So I think probably around May, I think we're going to be in pretty good shoes. Now, whether or not our state gets their act together and gets paychecks to people and gets a vaccine out to our public is going to depend a lot upon the leadership of our state. And, you know, that's in, you know, my personal opinion, it's been lacking, but let's hope that they can try and get this right. They need to be on the line with the CDC, as we speak. They need to be, you know, they need to be up out in front on the front burner, for this vaccine, especially for a state like this that is already at 820,000 people unemployed right now. Mm. We've got big problems in this state. And us being just, you know, we rely on tourism in this state. Let's face it. We have not diversified as far off as we could be doing. And that has led us to a very vulnerable position right now. And so, again, people are not going to travel to our state with their companies, their retreats, until they are safe and they feel comfortable getting here and that vaccine has been working and is out there. So we're looking at companies they're going to be basing this on the latter part of 2021 right now. So we have a year ahead of us here in Nevada as far as conventions, groups, and big meetings go. Us being one of the largest convention states in the country, we're still pretty far out as far as that goes. Now, we will see people traveling here as they are vaccinated. That's going to happen. You know, people from California are going to travel here and are close to other states. But we're not going to be back up running where we need to be until everybody, until we reach that herd immunity, basically. And that's going to be approximately a 70% fulfillment rate with this vaccine. So we're still a little far out, Kevin. And I wish I had, you know, that's my professional opinion based on what I've seen in doing business here in Nevada for three decades now. We're still a little ways out on this. So let's hope that the CDC and the state of Nevada, we can be on the front burner for this, because we need it more, you know, maybe not necessarily more than any other state, but we are definitely a top candidate right now. So we need to be lobbying and out front on this right now.
Jared, will it make a difference in our lives? Will we be able to take off our masks in June or July?
Well, I think so, but there's always going to, you know, there's going to be that fear factor that's going to float, you know, for years about this. And, you know, hey, what about the next vaccine that's out there? The next virus, excuse me, are we going to have a vaccine for that virus? Is it going to be a COVID-20? Who knows? But, you know, there's going to be people wearing masks for years to come. It's just how it's going to work. You know, I don't know what else to say other than it's going to happen.
What about the governor? How do we disarm the governor? How do we get him out of this emergency mode? There really is no, there's no law. There's no nothing. Because otherwise he's going to be issuing edicts. You know, in a year from now he'll be issuing edicts.
Yeah. Well, I hope not, but. Let's hope that he takes some of the advice from the CDC and, you know, gets on board with what needs to be done right now. We need to get our businesses back up and running. That's the key. And if we can't do that, we're going to keep, you know, doing this slow burn where we are, you know, hurting as a state. There's nothing that we're going to be able to do about that until this leadership goes forward with our governor and that office and gets things organized. I don't know what else to say other than we've seen how the reactions have been, his reactions over the past 8 months, and, you know, you see where we're at right now. So I don't really have anything else to add other than that.
Yeah, scary thought. Let me just ask, I want to save the best for last, the passing of Tony Hsieh. I'm not sure if in your travels across this state, and in particular here in Southern Nevada, when you were running for governor, did you ever cross paths with Tony Hsieh?
No, I actually never did cross paths with him, but I did get in touch with and sat down with some of his, you know, first and second people. And he did a great job for downtown Las Vegas. You know, it takes, with any initiative, it takes somebody at the top to get things done. And he was a visionary guy. And it is just awful news what happened to that young man. That breaks my heart. And, you know, we're going to have it's a huge loss for us, especially for downtown Las Vegas. You know, I've been by Airstreams there. What a unique idea. That, I mean, only in America can we have innovation and entrepreneurship like that. And we just happen to have Tony here right in Las Vegas. So, you know, it's going to be a great loss for us here. But he at least gave us an outlook on things that can be done here in Southern Nevada. And, you know, he gave us that vision. And hopefully we'll have others that will follow in his footsteps.
Other than cashing in with Zappos to the tune of $1 billion with Amazon, I'm curious if there's a lesson that you could take for the way he organized, his vision, his ability to follow through. A lot of people have great ideas, and on the drawing board, stuff looks great. He took it from the drawing board to reality. What can we learn from Tony Hsieh?
Well, I tell you, the one thing that I really appreciated about his philosophy was he had great faith in his people. And I always use the term, let your people fly. And that means that he trusted his employees. He made it an atmosphere for them to grow within and to, you know, to follow their dreams too. And when there came a time for their careers to go a different way,